Feels good going through. A bit of a different game tonight, but we're just worried. We're moving on in second round now, so we're happy about that.
Scoring 11 goals against any team must feel good, though, even though kind of Dundee, I guess, gave up the ghost halfway through.
Yeah, I don't know if it feels good. Anytime you win a game, it's good. I'd probably rather win a close one and be in competitive one than 11-1. You think on the other side of it, they weren't playing well tonight and they're probably feeling pretty bad about themselves right now.
Second goal in against Dundee for yourself as well. Back to scoring ways for you.
Yeah, it's nice to go in sometimes. I'm not concerned about my game at all. I think I've been playing really solid defensively, and it's been getting better as the year's gone, and kind of the goals haven't been there even though I've been playing better, but that's the way it goes. It's just nice to score a couple when you can.
Talk to me a bit about the defence tonight. How pleasing is it to only give up the one goal over the two ties?
Yeah, I think when you look at it over two games, that's what's impressive about it. It started up in Dundee, and we just played a really solid game. I think we simplified things in the D zone. We moved it up to our forwards, and we played a bit more of a up, down, and north, south kind of game. And you can see the way we played defensively, and then we started scoring goals off it too.
A bit more direct and a bit more back to basics tonight as well.
Yeah, it was. It's just kind of up and down rather than swinging. It was everyone's kind of staying in their lanes. They're supporting the puck, and you get the puck out, you get the puck in, and you get possession from that.
What have the last 2 weeks been like at the club? Obviously a kind of difficult patch, a bit of a slump, but you seem to be coming to the light at the end of the tunnel now.
Yeah, it's a difficult patch, but every team that wins has to go through adversity at some point. I can't think of really anybody who hasn't, so it's adversity for us. We got a pretty good group of character guys in the room, so we'll overcome it and we'll be better for it.
How did it feel tonight, obviously playing with the 5D men, obviously having Cullen Eddie out, not the best situation?
Yeah, it was. You'd rather play with 6, but 5 tonight, we rolled it pretty well. Everybody was playing pretty well, and I think the guys are in shape to play with 5, and I think sometimes when you're playing 5, you're more involved in the game, so your head's in it and you feel a little bit better.
Is that something that you feel playing 5 potentially against Belfast, with obviously Eddie not knowing if he's coming back, is that a difficult thing to do, playing against a team like Belfast with just 5?
Well, it's tougher doing against Belfast than it is against Dundee. When you're playing against Dundee, it's an easier game sometimes, so with Belfast it's tougher with 5, but we're all in shape, we're ready for it, and I enjoy playing 5D sometimes, so we'll be good.
What are your thoughts ahead of that Belfast game? Another kind of big one and a bit of a chance for a bit of revenge considering the results over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, it is. I'm looking forward to that game, and I'm sure everybody else is too. Up in Belfast last time, it was kind of unfortunate circumstances. We played well enough. We could have won both games, but that's hockey, right? I mean, you go up there and sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Nothing's guaranteed in sports. So, we come back here and, we got a little bone to pick with them, and the fact that, if we play the way we did up there, but we'll be even better here, we'll win.
You fancy another goal against Dundee on Sunday as well?
I would love to, yeah.
Well, you're in top scoring form against them, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, going into it, I'll just shoot the puck, and, first things first, I'm going to worry about playing defense and moving the puck.